Some young black locals were so moved by large-scale protests in the wake of the killing of George Floyd that they dropped everything to become full-time activists. Now, nearly 7 months later, they're still engaged in the fight for racial justice while facing the legal, financial, and emotional consequences of protesting. WAMU's Margaret Barthel and Jenny Gathright have the story.
I'm Margaret Barthel. Activist Beth Yerga knew the protester who was stabbed during a confrontation with right-wing demonstrators near Black Lives Matter Plaza earlier this month. That moment gave her pause for an unexpected reason.
Realizing that that wasn't even the most traumatic thing or I've experienced thus far the past 8 months is what made me stop.
Yerga founded the frontline protest organization, the Palm Collective, in early June, one of several new activist groups that formed around then. She's seen a lot happen at Black Lives Matter Plaza, where the city painted those words in large yellow letters back in June. Her friends have been arrested, pepper sprayed, and hit by rubber bullets from police. Yerga quit her job in the fall to organize full time. Now she's realizing she needs to check in on her mental health.
You need to feel all these feelings, and you need to recenter yourself on why you're here in the movement and how you're going to continue to support it with a full cup.
And I'm Jenny Gathright. In addition to the emotional toll of activism, other protesters point to the financial consequences. Rahim is a 21-year-old UDC student who's involved with a few local activist groups. He had a job lined up for this fall, but he says it fell through because he was arrested twice at protests. He declined to share his last name because he's concerned about police harassment.
People think protesting is pretty. It's not pretty. Like, it's not just a little picture and a caption on Instagram. It's seeing your friends get thrown to the ground by police officers. It's actually having to sit overnight in a jail cell for no reason.
Mahadi Lawal is a 26-year-old organizer with Occupy DC, a group that formed this summer to support protesters and advocate against police brutality. He's been to the hospital twice because of medical emergencies at protests. The first time, he had a seizure, likely from dehydration and exhaustion. The second time, he started losing consciousness while he was being arrested in a manner that he describes as being violent.
I had to beg and plead with the police officers to call an ambulance.
Lawal owes nearly $5,000 for that second hospital visit, and he's facing charges for that arrest. He says it happened after he responded in a, quote, less than peaceful manner to a heckler who came to Black Lives Matter Plaza in blackface. Lawal says that he and other organizers tried to turn Black Lives Matter Plaza from a space of pain to a space of self-care. They did midnight yoga, held movie nights, and hosted protest and paint sessions. But by September, the place still held too many bad memories.
We realized that there was no reason for us to keep returning there and uplifting this place that is just filled with so many terrible memories and brutality.
The city landscape is littered with those memories. Kian Kelly Chung is filming a documentary about the protests in D.C. and has close relationships with activists. He was arrested in August at a protest. He says driving around downtown D.C. is different now.
I'm like, oh, yep, we got kettled there. Oh, yep, I almost got shot in the head with a rubber bullet there. Oh, yep, that was the first time I ever got maced there.
The ACLU is suing DC police for using tear gas, pepper spray, flashbangs, and rubber bullets on protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department says it's made more than 600 arrests related to demonstrations in the district since the end of May. In a statement, a spokesperson said that MPD routinely facilitates peaceful protests, but, quote, those who engage in criminal and riotous behavior or seek to cause harm to others will be held accountable.
Protesters say their experiences with police have only strengthened their commitment to one central demand, that the city cut money from the police budget and put it towards housing, mental health, and other social services. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has consistently opposed this approach. Ty Hobson Powell is a native Washingtonian and a leader with Concerned Citizens of D.C. He says he no longer thinks police reform is adequate.
I watch people bleeding out because of rubber bullets, and they didn't do anything except speak their mind. And I said, how do you reform this?
Hobson Powell says the idealism of the summer is long gone, but his determination remains. For WAMU, I'm Margaret Barthel.
And I'm Jenny Gathright.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at WAMU.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.